All right. So the first question that I'm dying to know is, how did you become Charlie Charger? What was the process?
Oh, that's a good thing. How did it all start? Basically, what was happening was that they wanted a Charger mascot.
Uh-huh.
And so at school, coach the women's coach was in charge of the cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a cheerleader there in high school, and she comes up to me and she goes, "Hey, they're having an interview and stuff at the down at the field, and you can, you know, for the mascot."
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it, and you know, as most people, they kind of go, they kind of don't want to put the effort into it or change their going, you know, their life.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, I decided to do it.
Uh-huh.
And there was probably like 200 to 300 people.
Oh, wow.
That came to that interviews. And so I was looking at myself and I was going, how am I going to fit in this group, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so he then, so anyway, you went out there and you did your gymnastics or you did a cheer or you know, whatever to do it. So I just said, I'm going to blow this out right now. And so I just went and did like 8 back handsprings in a row,
uh-huh.
came up, back up like that. And I looked at the guy at, I forget his name, but he was like a personnel type of guy, Kaz or something.
Oh, Irv Kaz.
Yeah, he was great, man. He got me all set up and everything. He did a real good taking care of me type situation
uh-huh.
with him. So I was always that was fortunate for me.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, then they had that. They broke it down again. They made their picks, and they picked all the people they were going to do. And the next thing was an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the interview, I mean, we played like Pop Warner. I played Pop Warner football.
Mm-hmm.
And so football was a pretty good touch for me with feel because I like to get hit. I didn't mind getting hit. I love to hit the guys and
uh-huh.
you know just it was that's the sport, you know, that's football.
Right.
Baseball's different. I like baseball, but football was like, you know, you could make do your play and feel good about it, you know. And so anyway, went to that and told them, you know, I've been with the Chargers, actually, when they first came down, and my dad bought tickets and the whole ticket,
mm-hmm.
you know, thing like that. So anyway, a week or so, maybe, I get this letter in the mail, and my mom, she gets all excited and everything. She goes, Jerry, you know, we got Paul's got a letter from the Chargers. And dad looks, you know, and he goes, well, give it to him. You know, and she goes, oh, I'm so excited, you know, excited about it. And uh-huh. so I went and she went and gave it to me. And I read it and I said, hey, you read this, Mom, because I think they just gave me that job, you know, to do it. And so anyway, we went from there, and I got in Mr. Kaz, his little area,
mm-hmm.
and everything. And so he talked to me. He says, you know, we're going to give your folks, your parents, their season ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, my dad would love that. I said, my mother never sits in a seat, so she don't need one of those.
No, she doesn't. Yeah. She can't sit still.
Yeah, she can't sit still. It's too exciting. But that's kind of how it
uh-huh.
how it all started with the interviews and
uh-huh.
and that. And Mary Carlson, our neighbors who were talking about, and she wanted me to do some handsprings, so I knew it was for her.
Uh-huh.
So I do these handsprings and back handsprings and stuff for her. I do like 8 of them, And then she would know that that was hers,
uh-huh.
because she wanted to be special. So, anyway, we went there with
her. People always asked him to do that. Can you do so many for me? And that way they'd know that it was, okay. he was doing it for them. And yeah,
okay.
So he'd do many.
That's funny.
He could do a ton of backhands.
So then, okay, so now you've got the job. What was, you know, what was that like? Did you go to practice? Did you or was it something that you just showed up game day and did? Or what was your routine as Charlie Charger?
Well, actually, they should have manipulated it more. They mm-hmm. never gave me enough stuff like you're talking about there. Basically, I went to the games. I'd catch field goals coming through the. Mm-hmm. uprights and do the gymnastics and stuff. So they didn't really give me any kind of like routine that I needed to do. Uh-huh. I would have loved to have done that. That would have been fun, you know.
Uh-huh.
Go to Pop Warner teams and stuff, uh-huh. and talk to the kids and how you play the game and be safe while you play and
mm-hmm.
and that kind of stuff, but that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much.
Mm-hmm. So there was no practice, essentially. You just showed up on game day and ran through a series of things.
If I got there at the right time, uh-huh. it was great because we would go through that kick field goals,
mm-hmm.
punt. I mean, even on the sidelines, I warmed up with the guys on the sidelines, you know, mm-hmm. just throwing the ball and things like that. And I mean, everybody was so caring about, you know, give Charlie something, let him throw some balls to us or something, you know. So, I mean, I'd go through this and that, and I was always like the extra man, you know,
uh-huh.
out there. So that was real fun.
Okay, so you had kind of a freewheeling presence. You could do whatever you wanted, basically.
Well, that's what I kind of liked, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, because then that would enable me to just, you know, well, Charlie, we need, you know, a kicker over here, or we need, another holder for field goals and stuff. And I say, yep, I'm on my way. You know,
it's kind of uniform on. They just kind of used you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was kind of fun that way.
Uh-huh. So, you were dressed out on the sidelines.
Right.
You were interacting. Catching field goals,
right.
You were practicing, you were doing all kinds of stuff.
I went around the edge of the stadium,
uh-huh.
where the first seats are at.
Right.
And I'd go along there.
Okay.
And I'd shake hands, talk to people when there was lull in the game or something, and find out what they're doing in their life, kind of a deal, and how uh-huh. fun it is, you know, with the Chargers and stuff like that. So it was... I mean, that's kind of where I felt as though I was the in-betweener,
uh-huh.
because they wanted somebody to talk about, you know, being a Charger, doing the Charger thing, and excited and so on. And so I just, you know, got into my normal self and just went and interviewed them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because they're the ones that brought them here. I mean, they're paying the bill,
right,
along with some of the other people, but... So, yeah, so that's kind of freewheeling.
Okay, all right. Well, tell me about you said you took road trips with the team. You mentioned going up to Oakland earlier, and
mm-hmm.
did you travel to all the away games as well? Or?
No, we tried to get that going. The only one we could do was up to Oakland.
Okay.
And... which was a, you know, the rivalry and all that going on there, that was kind of like a,
uh-huh.
you know, the bad guys, you know, I mean.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I got a story on that one too, because Dennis Partee, I think Dennis Partee was set up because he has free time on the sidelines,
uh-huh.
is that to watch me, to watch over me, you know.
Okay.
And I didn't mind that at all because these were big guys.
Right.
You know, and if any of them would fall on me, that would not be a bit. I was worried about them falling on me. Okay. So, but anyway, in the Coliseum
uh-huh.
at the time, they had going